Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Guys, welcome to a show that's for you and about you. Those of you that work so hard for money and you want your money to start working harder for you now. You want that freedom, cash flow, and prosperity today, not 30 or 40 years from now, but right now. So you can live that life that you love, doing what you love with those that you love. But most importantly, guys, about living a life of purpose, of impact and meaning, because as you are become financially free, you can be free to serve others and use your gifts and talents that you've been blessed with and helping others too. And this makes the world a better place. And that is the kind of ripple effect I'm here to create. That's where I'm so grateful for you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for binging, sharing, and just being a part of this and creating powerful conversations. Hey guys, quick shout out to our sponsor, American Homeowner Preservation. Hey guys, if you want to make a great rate of return with little money out of pocket, even as little as $100, and do it while helping other people as well, check these guys out. The website's fundingahp.com. The way they do it, they crowdfund money, people's money together to go and help essentially become the bank. They buy people's mortgages that are defaulting, people that are late on their mortgages. They help them refinance, stay in their home, and or sell their home so that they can be in a better financial position. And the cool thing is that they pay awesome returns and they pay it monthly. And like I said, you can invest with as little as $100. So check them out. Website's fundingahp.com. That's fundingahp.com. Check them out. By the way, here's a huge tip. Like if you want to really internalize these things and learn them more and deeper, get some people around you, even if it's just a few friends or a few colleagues or whatever it might be, start having these kind of discussions with them. Talk something, really just talk at a higher level, a higher game than the rest of the world out there today. Because honestly, the world is not teaching you to become financially free. They're teaching you to be slaves. They want you to work that 9 to 5. They want you to keep dumping your money in that crappy 401k or those IRAs in hopes that someday, you know, dangle that little carrot out in front of you that you'll eventually find out it doesn't work, right? But you're hoping to become financially free, but the proof is it's not working. And again, there's been so many episodes we talked about where the proof doesn't work or the proof works. You get the point, right? That stuff doesn't work. The mainstream stuff hasn't worked. That's why the mainstream average Americans aren't free. That is what we're here to do, guys. That's the impact I'm here to create. And in fact, I really want to dedicate this show to you guys. So just be aware of this, that I'm so grateful that many of you guys are applying this and making it work in your lives, because that to me is what makes it worthwhile that I'm using my breath and my voice to teach you these things, right? Because if you weren't applying these things in your life, if you weren't trying to live what we're preaching here, this would all just be philosophy. It'd all be fluff, right? But when you take this, and I'm not saying you just go and invest with any person you have on the show. By the way, warning, don't just invest with anybody that shows up on the show. That's a key thing to remember, is that we're not giving investment advice here. But I do like the fact that you start to change things. You start to change the way you think. You start to change the way that you deal with your money. That right there, that is huge. That is why I'm doing this. Because here's the ultimate goal, guys. This is the crusade that we're on in Money Ripples, is that we want 1,000 of you, 1,000 financially independent by 2030. In the next 9 years, 1,000 of you to be financially independent. The question is, will it be you? Will it be you, or will it be somebody else that you heard about or that you're watching? I want to be way more than 1,000, but I know that we can only control the people that we're working with one-on-one. And so that's what we're committed to do, is get people there. And we know that by 2030, even though it's 1,000 people by that point, there will be many thousands to follow in the years to come. And so we are building that up, because many of you may only be 5, 7, 10 years away, maybe a little more, from hitting that financial independence, from getting there. And it's not as hard as you might think. So let me give you some examples of some of you that have, in many cases, I don't know about all of you. I know some might find me through YouTube or other means, but listening to this show and you've reached out and I said, oh my goodness, you guys just made this a no-brainer. Yes, we need to do this. Now, I'll tell you, if I've had a few people reach out to where I just said, you know what, I'm going to give you a few tips and prepare you to go to the next level. I had somebody recently where they didn't really have any savings saved up, but they were starting to build up cash. And so my main thing was build up cash. Maybe we do infinite banking with this, do an infinite banking policy, but ultimately building up the cash to start investing. Even if it's just a little amount, $1,000, maybe you go invest with like we talk about AHP or something like that, or Secure Investment Corp. You hear that advertised on the show. Yeah, just starting out small. So doing something like that. And so there's been some of you that have done that, that you might be more ready for what we're about to launch in the fall. That's more of a group coaching, something that's more economical. Either for those of you that are just really skeptical and you're tire kickers, and you don't want to pay multiple four figures or five figures, whatever it is, to hire us, you don't want to do that. And so you might say, hey, I'm going to try something easier. That's going to come for you guys in the fall. But there's other of you that reached out that I'm like, you're exactly who we're serving and who we're able to get some great results for. So give you an example. One guy had reached out. He's a business owner. He's starting to realize he has more money in his business, right? He's like, I'm starting to actually save money. I'm profitable now. What do I do with this cash that's coming in? Because I don't want to throw it in the stock market because I think it's a gamble. So what do I do? And so we're looking at the situation. One thing I looked at was, I think you might be overpaying about $9,000 or $10,000 a year in taxes. That was just off of what my own calculations are. It could be much more than that. But I said, just by the way you're structuring that your current accountant is structuring your pay from your business, that could be a big thing right there. By the way, that alone would actually have paid for his, more than paid for his consulting, you know, with our team. But I said, well, and you still got other savings. You got some business savings. You got some personal savings. We got a little bit of 401k money. He's wondering what to do with this old 401k that his wife had. Hey, maybe we could put that to work and start generating cash flow too. And so I told him, I said, hey, between tax savings and everything else, we might be able to save you $15,000 to $20,000 over the next 12 months. That's huge. Another person we talked to recently, this guy out in Chicago, he's a guy like me. He's got lots and lots of kids. Some awesome guy. He's been doing real estate. His wife's also a business owner. He has a business herself. And the big thing was, hey, do this infinite banking stuff. Do we do some things to use our cash in better ways? You know, what do we do with this extra money? Well, looking at this, I said, well, hey, we can actually, one, sell off a property. One of his properties weren't really performing. By the way, I've had several of you reach out where you are doing real estate investing, which is awesome. But the return, the cash and cash return or return to equity isn't as great. And so that was one of his things too. I had another woman where her overall return on her return on equity, right, was about 6-7%. Her cash on cash returns, but she would calculate to be 7.7%. And I said, hey, listen, you've got like 2.2 million of net worth in these properties, but you're only earning 13,000 a month. Now, 13,000 a month sounds amazing. But I was like, but what if that even just increased by a couple thousand more? What if we only got that up another 1-2%? That would still push her higher. By the way, they want another, I said about another 100,000 a year. I said, what if we do that? Oh, and you got this $1 million 401k. What if we get that to use? Can we minimize the tax burden? That's a big question I get from a lot of you is with 401ks and everybody's worried about what the next tax plan is going to be like and how it's going to tax people. Should I get my money out now? Should I keep it there? Should I self-direct my IRA and invest with it? Or should I cash it out now, get it working for me and start making money in real estate? And the big question usually is, can we make you a real estate professional or not? And so knowing those tax guidelines and how to get you to that point where if you qualify as a real estate professional, you can show a loss on your taxes. And if you show a loss on your taxes, guess what? Now we can start pulling out money from like 401ks that count as income because they're going to get taxed as income anyways. So even if you have a 10% penalty, the thing is, if we're saving on all that income tax, we can actually keep more of that money and invest it and make more cash flow with it. So again, it has to be very formulaic, very calculated when we do that. But those are the possibilities that open up when you start to do these kind of things. So that was something that was pretty exciting is, hey, I think we could already make you a real estate professional with your current situation, with the properties you have. Can we now unlock this money out of this prison, out of this 401k prison, and get it to work for you? The cool thing is this woman also had a paid off house. It's like, do we keep it paid off? Or do we use it? And the thing is, they have an option. They don't need to, but there's ways to leverage their situation to get them go beyond their goal, which by the way, I recommend. Like if you're trying to get to a place of financial freedom, say your goal is $15,000 or $20,000 a month for your cash flow goal, you may want to get to $20,000, $25,000 plus per month just to give yourself that extra room, that extra, really that comfort, right? That extra safety. It doesn't mean you can't stop doing what you're doing as active work, but it is kind of nice to know if you have active income coming in, you can still take and reinvest that cash flow to go beyond your financial independence goal to start getting towards a financial freedom goal, where even if cash flow gets limited in some places, you know you're safe. You know, you could still live the life that you've dreamed of. And that's the goal, obviously. Last guy I'll talk about, a guy out in California, great, very intelligent guy, attorney out there. He's like, you know what, Chris, I don't trust the stock market at all. He's like, so unfortunately, I've been saving everything in a savings account to the tune of several hundred thousand dollars, almost $1 million sitting in cash reserves. He's like, Chris, I don't want to lose it, but I want to make money with it, but I want to make sure it's done right. And I said, 100%, that's exactly what it should be doing. And I'm like, hey, at least you didn't try to gamble it, because if the market did swing down, what happens then if you have $1 million and the market goes down 20%, you just lost 200 grand. Yeah, I've had people where just by keeping them from losing money, that alone was enough. Now, nobody's experienced that for the last 12 years. The market's only been up. That should scare the heck out of you guys. The fact that the market hasn't slowed down, that it still just keeps climbing and climbing because they keep artificially pumping in more money in the system, should scare you, because that creates bubbles. And of course, most people don't go and buy real estate when they get this extra money. They go and they buy Bitcoin or some kind of crypto, or they go buy stocks or mutual funds. They start putting in their index funds, thinking that's what the smart people do. That's not what the smart people do. That's what people have been educated and trained according to the system have done. But the system is broken. The system has been proven not to work. We're talking about what has actually produced real, actual results, not arbitrary numbers on a piece of paper or on a computer screen based on what the market is doing currently, but what's actually generated real financial independence and or financial freedom. And so, guys, that's the thing I love. And I love, too, all those you've been reaching out about the infinite banking. I mean, I had somebody who reached out where I just told them, I said, listen, like, we just saved you nearly $100,000 in the next 20 years by doing an apple to apple scenario. Same exact money going in, but just doing it more efficiently would make them almost $100,000 more per year. I mean, guys, like, this is the kind of stuff that lights me up. This is why I keep pumping out these podcasts and why we're going to be pumping out more and more content as you see time go on. But that's why, because I'm absolutely 100% committed to getting my own clients, even my employees and contractors, and you, those of you, those that I've never even met yet, like getting you guys to the point where you're out of that rat race, where you have choice and options. Because when you have more cash flow, it creates more options. And when you have more options, you have more freedom. And I'll tell you, a lot of times, you know, we talk about, maybe I'll talk about big numbers, because I'm like, yeah, some of these people can generate sometimes over 100,000 or more a year within the next year. But you know what? There's sometimes some of the coolest, most rewarding examples. Then where we said, you know what? If we generate an extra 1,000 or 2,000 a month for you, how will that change your life? If we can create another 1,000 a month of passive income, what will that do with just your ability to relax, your ability to feel more free, even while you're working that 9 to 5 or 9 to 9 or whatever kind of job you have? Guys, whatever it is, we're here. We're committed. We have this vision. We know it'll be accomplished. The question is, are you going to be part of that vision? So again, if you have questions, of course, if you think like, Chris, I think I'm kind of like some of these people you described, I feel just like them, this is probably the time to reach out. Just shoot me an email. Just either through the website, moneyripples.com. That's the easiest place to go. Just shoot an email through moneyripples.com on the contact us page. And hey, we'll see what we can do for you. If you know you're not ready, perfect. You know, that's, if you're not ready, don't worry about it. Just keep listening, keep learning, because when you start to do this, and again, I like I said at the beginning of the show, find other people, even if it's just a few colleagues or friends that maybe want to think differently, want a different life than the average Joe Schmo or Jane Schmo out there. If you want, find those people, create those conversations, do it differently. And I will tell you, I started out the same way, even before I got out of the rat race, starting to have these discussions. And it seemed all like philosophy. It was a lot of fun. But once we started to teach it to each other, obviously, who's the better learner? Who's the better student? The student or the teacher? It's always the teacher. It's the person that teaches this stuff, then has to learn it better, and it starts to internalize. That is when your life starts to change. And sometimes you won't even know how or why, because it'll start to shift. It'll start to align with what you want. If you start talking for conversations of cash flow, you will find more cash flow. Whatever you put your focus towards will expand and grow. Remember, the opposite is also true. If you start focusing on what you don't have, that will also expand and grow. You can increase scarcity by focusing on scarcity, or you can increase abundance and cash flow by focusing on abundance and cash flow. Guys, that's my challenge to you. Again, if you feel like you're in the place where it's like, hey, we've got money locked in prison, whether it be equity in our home, it's equity, it's money sitting in savings or sitting in mutual funds or IRAs or whatever it might be, or maybe we're overpaying on taxes, reach out to us. Just go to moneyripples.com and shoot us an email or a contact us page. Guys, we're committed to here for you 1,000 plus in 2030. That's what we're going for. Make it a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll see you around.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.